Hey, Master Souls, Stacy here. Today we are diving in to the first introduction. Well, it's the first class and the introduction to your inner council. I'm really excited and I'm having a hard time dialing in my energy right now. So let's just do it and let's get really big, because your inner council is the best tool that I have in my business. It is the number one thing I use to be able to dive into my intuition and get into alignment with everything that I create. And let me tell you, I don't put anything out into the world until I've had a meeting with my inner council. And when I feel stuck, when things aren't flowing the way they need to flow, when I'm wondering what I should do with a project, when I've got a new download that I'm playing with, when I've got things in the crock pot that I want to see if they're ready, and when I'm cooking things, dealing with and working with my own inner council is the way for me to get reconnected, refocused, and actually practice practical spirituality. And this is what this is about. It's about taking that woo-woo obscure thing that we think of as intuition, and it's giving it a voice and a function, and it's guiding us into really divine inspired action. And I think that's why it excites me so much, because it really takes us all the way from the ethereal into the physical. And once we get into that physical, knowing that we're in alignment with that ethereal, then everything tends to go so much smoother in our lives, and especially in our business. So, you know, it brings me back to that first download. Now, I've worked with my inner council my entire life, but I had never really named them or given them specific personas, even though I knew that they had different voices. And I never really gave them form or function until one day, it's about 4 years ago now. I think we've lived in this house for 5 years now. So I guess it was 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it was. At the top of our hill, there's this roundabout. And we live on 5 acres of dirt. And that roundabout at the top had recently been graded. And for some reason, the way it was graded, it looked as if a pebble had dropped in the center of the circle and all of these ripples came out. And it was dark outside, it was nighttime. And I remember, it was, you know, up here on this hill, we don't have a lot of neighbors or ambient light. So, you know, it gets a little dark at nighttime, but it was a full moon. And I could see so clearly, and something had driven me out there, whether it was taking out the trash or just, you know, a nighttime wandering. And I ended up in the center of the circle because it looked so magical, you know, to see these ripples that I hadn't really noticed. And mind you, we'd been driving up and down, so I don't know how the ripples were so well maintained. Again, magic. And I stood there in the center of the circle and I looked around and there they were. And I was noticing, there you are. And I noticed that like all 9 of my council members were sitting there with me in the center as the 10th, at that 10th seat. And they literally looked at me and they said, okay, it's time. I'm like, okay, great. It's time for pajamas, a little bit of popcorn and a movie. And they said, no, it's time that you gave us form and function. Because while what we've been doing up till now has been good, it can be great. And we can be, your own inner wisdom can be of so much more service to you once you give us a way for us to communicate and really be in sync at all times. Now, many of us already talk to our intuitions, and I had already always talked to my intuitions. And sometimes you hear like, go left instead of right, or you'll feel, you know, something in your heart when it's exciting or scary, or you will just know. And those are so many valid ways to be in tune with your intuition. And of course, I still do all of those things. But I noticed that when I was dealing with particular things, when I was building, you know, particular programs or creating a particular client, sometimes that general knowing just wasn't enough because something felt out of alignment, or I was unsure, or I was scared, but it was like a vague scaredness. And I'd start throwing things at the scaredness, hoping that it would, you know, it would fix. And really understanding how I could tap into the different vibrations of each project, the different vibrations in my business, has served me in so many ways. Because it's given me a real clear way to have a dialogue with my intuition. Not just a nudge, not just a guess, but a real planning session. As if you were having this internal retreat, you know, that year-end planning retreat that some businesses have where they plan out everything. It was like that. And as I dove into writing the book and creating this deeper knowing of who my inner counsel was, I sat down with each member and it was immersive writing, you know, because I was really hoping that it would all be channeled and it would all just sort of spit out onto the page and voila, done. No, my guides and my own counsel had a different idea of how that was going to work in my life. And it looked something like experiencing each one of my council members individually week after week. And so I spent a couple of weeks getting to know my creator, getting to know what it felt like to be super creative, super in sync with it, getting to know what it felt like to be out of alignment with it, or constricted, or unsure, or blocked. Really having that conversation, looking for evidence of when my creator showed up in one way or another in my life, and pouring that into the page. And then I would move on to the co-creator, and so on and so forth. So over the course of the year, I really spent time with each one of these individual council members to get their voice, to get their intonation, so that when I sat down, I knew them so intimately that when I asked, okay, creator, in this project, what do you need? What feels great? What are you excited about? Where do you feel like you need support? Where are you feeling blocked? I knew my creator's voice. I knew my sage's voice. I knew my manifester's voice. I knew my change agent's voice, so that I could ask each of them around a very specific thing. What do we need to get into alignment, to get into that divine action that we're so craving right now? So as we move through this course, through the entire council, I really would like to ask you to get to know them. Because working with your counsel is as simple as sitting down and asking questions of yourself and being able to answer them. But the more you know each of your council members' voices, because I'm assuming your council members sound a little different than mine, as you get to know each of your own voices on your own council, that will make the experience of using this tool that much richer and that much deeper. I have one other request of you, because it was kind of interesting when the book first came out. A lot of people read through it and they started to be in comments of like, oh my gosh, I'm repressed in so many areas of my life. Like I'm experiencing all of my council members of being repressed, and they would narrow in on their life in general, where, you know, their creator was repressed and their leader was repressed, and oh my gosh, my knower is repressed. Don't do that, please, because this is not saying that there's anything wrong with any of your council members or you. What happens when we say, okay, here we're being repressed and here we're feeling expansive, we flow in and out of that all of the time. And there may be one project that you're working on where your creator is so psyched and another project where it's not. So please don't go through your inner counsel and overgeneralize in your life as a whole. Look at different situations where your creator thrives and where it doesn't, right? And those are real indications of where we can get into higher alignment. There will never be a time, I don't want to say never, but it is unlikely that there will be a time where you're in your entire life, every single one of, you know, in every single project you're working on, every single one of your inner counsel is in full expansion. There will be moments of that, but really our lives are about creating that balance over and over and over again, and understanding that it's not a thing to achieve balance, but it is a beautiful thing to play with. And so this is not a generalization. Take this down and be specific with it. If you're sitting with your creator, think of different, and I keep using creator because it's the first one. Think of different areas where in your life where your creator is present. I mean, it's present in everything. But in some projects, it's more needed than others. So go into specifics. And as we work with your counsel, and the way I work with my counsel, is definitely getting down into the present tense. Don't be all out in the ethers, because there will always be imbalance when we're hugely out here. When we get down to here, we can find true internal balance. We can find that true internal dialogue. And we can find the thing that will most serve us in this minute, so that this becomes more apparent. This becomes easier. This becomes natural. Everything that we do can only be done right now. So get specific. Get small. If you say, you know, I'm feeling like I need to create money, that's great. Why am I not creating money? That's too general. Break it down and say, okay, this is the project that I want to bring forward. This project can earn money. Why is it this project not? And get into alignment with that. And you'll discover that the more specific you get, the easier it is to identify one or two actions that will make all of the difference for you. That will either put that project back into the crock pot or will propel it into real, live, physical stuff. And that's why this inner counsel technique, tool, dialogue, this is why your inner counsel is so critical. Because the more specific of a situation we can look at, the easier it is for us to clear the way and to get into alignment. But if we're too far out, it gets a little bit vague. I know that, you know, in some of the energy healing that I've experienced, you know, that vagueness never really serves. It's like going into the doctor and saying, I just don't feel well, versus saying, I have a cough and it feels like a tickle right here, and I'm not quite sure, like it only happens after I eat, you know, dairy. That type of specificity will really serve you as you move forward with your inner counsel. But over the course of the next, you know, after this nine classes, I want you to take the time after each class to really dive in and really get to know each of your inner counsel, because the more you know them, the easier it is to sit in dialogue with them. So this was the introduction. Many of you have received the book already and are busy reading it. Dive in, get to know it, be okay with being ahead or behind, and I can't wait to come on with the next inner counsel class, which is, of course, your creator. Okay, love you guys. Talk to you later.